Tedang Hang is one of the major cold chain logistics companies located in the Tianjin port area. It provides refrigerated storage, domestic shipping, and container yard services, mainly for imported meat and aquatic products, and will expand its services to exports in the coming years. The company has enjoyed much government support, with Tianjin Entry-Exit Inspection and Quarantine Bureau setting an office within the company. Wang Weiming is the general manager of the company.
Food safety has been attached great importance by the central government. We coordinate with the Bureau in terms of inspection and quarantine for meat and aquatic products. It provides large convenience for international trade, and meanwhile tightens the control over food safety.
Wang adds that the lack of inspection and quarantine facilities had long been hampering declaration efficiency and thus affecting the imports via Tianjin. But in 2011, the company has received a loan of $24 million from the Asian Development Bank to help tackle the problem. In fact, cold chain logistics industry is still at a nascent stage in China, with a nationwide development plan just came out in 2010. Among several cities which have started to speed up the development of the sector, including Shenzhen, Shanghai, and Beijing, Tianjin manifests great potential with its inherent advantages. Qin Yunming, a director with China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing, explains.
Tianjin enjoys obvious geographical advantages as it's next to Beijing and is the gateway in the north. The second is it has the largest port in northern China, which provides an important supporting system. Last but not least, universities in the cities have helped attract large amounts of talent.
The city reported 450,000 tons of meat imports in 2011, which was the country's largest of that year. It has been selected by the Ministry of Commerce as a pilot city of cross-strait cold chain logistics industry cooperation, along with Xiamen. Worldwide famous industry giants, like Preferred Freezer Services, have chosen Tianjin as they seek to develop business in China. Director Qin says the acceleration of the sector is much needed, not only for the city, but also for the whole country.
With the enhancing of consumption level, residents now require foods of a higher standard in terms of freshness and nutrition. They pay closer attention to food safety, to which the government gives priority as well. So it is an essential means for ensuring food quality and safety.
Local officials say Tianjin is expected to set up the largest cold chain distribution center in North China by 2015. For CRI, I'm Chen Mei.